Oasis Audio presents Flash Gordon, Book Number 6, The War of the Cybernauts, by Alex Raymond and Con Stephenson. Read for you by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. The United States Secretary of Space Development was in a towering rage. In his office, high above Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., he pounded the top of his large desk with his fist again and again, as he verbally assailed the man seated in the chair opposite. "Vanished without a trace?" he repeated, shaking his handsome mane of white hair in disbelief. "You are a scientist, a man of intellect, Dr. Martin," the secretary howled. "How can you lapse into medieval jargon like that? Vanished without a trace. It's 20th century witchcraft." Dr. Horace Martin writhed in his chair. He was a fairly small man, no more than 5'9", with a bland face, light wavy hair and wide-rimmed tortoiseshell glasses. "I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary, but I'm simply reporting the facts." "Facts!" roared the Honorable Madison M. St. George, smashing the desktop with his fist again. "I won't accept that from you, Dr. Martin." He hunched there, his six-foot frame curved slightly, like a crossbow tensed for the kill, and glowered at Martin with his brows lowered over his bright black eyes. "Sir," said Martin, taking a deep breath, "I have only to report 12 super-sophisticated space probe satellites," snorted St. George, rattling a sheaf of papers in front of him. 12 SSSSs. Do you keep the cost of one super-sophisticated space probe satellite, Dr. Martin?" The scientist straightened. $1,713,250.75, he answered promptly. "Each," growled St. George, again banging the desktop. "And that means a full dozen, Dr. Martin, cost $25,559,009, Martin said. "Exactly," cried the Secretary of Space Development, jumping up from behind the desk and pacing back and forth behind it like a white-headed lion testing the bars of its cage. "Do you realize, Dr. Martin, that we have to report these figures to the Congressional Budget Committee when appropriations time comes around?" "Yes, Mr. Secretary," said Martin contritely. "There's a big economy drive on, if you haven't heard it, Dr. Martin," St. George howled. "And there's an energy crisis, and an inflation crisis, and an enormous deficit spending crisis. Every penny spent by anybody is checked over and probed with a fine-tooth comb." "I know that, Mr. Secretary, but there's talk of a congressional investigation on the loss of those SSSSs," snapped St. George. "Do you know what that means, Dr. Martin?" "Yes, sir. Television cameras, hot lights, questions and answers, talk, talk, and more talk. Accusations, suspicions, derogatory comments about scientists. Oh, it won't be pleasant, I assure you." "I'm sure it won't. But you won't have to sit there and listen to them tear you apart. You know why? It'll be me. I'll be the one under the hot lights. I'll be the one who has to suffer." "Yes, Mr. Secretary," Martin said. There was an unexpected silence. The Secretary of Space Development sat down quietly at his desk. He stared across it at the mild man seated there. "Well, what have you got to say?"
"I was going to say, sir, that we are doing everything we can to find out where those 12-4Ss went to."
"You see, sir, you're just mouthing words, Dr. Martin," snapped the Secretary of Space Development. "You should be out there doing something about it. All I hear are words, words, words. I never see any action."
St. George swung up out of his chair again and moved back and forth, waving his arms dramatically.
"I want results. I want something besides speculations and excuses. I want.
Martin looked up.
"Why don't you say something, Dr. Martin?"
"I've talked it over with the staff, sir, and we do have a plan of action. If you'd like to hear it, I have it right here in my briefcase."
"More words, words, words," snorted St. George.
He stared a moment at Martin and then wandered over to his chair and slumped in it, a defeated combatant from some unnamed war. Martin reached down and opened his attaché case. He was director of the Space Research Laboratory in Megalopolis West, located in the California desert. It was from the enormous complex developed originally for the Venus probe that the first of the super-sophisticated space probe satellites, called the 4S by everyone in the scientific community, had been launched some 9 months before. That one had come back after accumulating a great deal of valuable data on space conditions. The next five had gone out and likewise had returned with excellent results. Number 7 was the first in a long line of SSSSs that had never returned. Martin ruffled the sheets of paper in his hand. "The board has spent a good deal of time considering all the alternatives open to us, Mr. Secretary, and I think we've come up with a pretty good solution to the problem."
Good, good,
snarled the white-haired old curmudgeon, staring down his nose at Martin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?